This is Metamorphity. This podcast is for reflection and education only. It's not a substitute for therapy or medical care. If anything you hear feels overwhelming or unsafe, just simply pause and seek support from a qualified professional or a trusted guide. And let's continue. Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity.com. Welcome back to the series, Shadow as Teacher, Reclaiming the Hidden Self. This is Episode 5, Shadow in Relationship. In our journey so far, we've uncovered shadow as teacher, met its masks and projections, faced its fear and power, and begun reclaiming its golden gifts. And now we widen the lens. Shadow does not live only in the individual. It reveals itself between people, in families, in communities, and in whole cultures. Relationships are mirrors. They expose what is hidden, amplify what is denied, and invite us into a deeper intimacy than we might choose on our own. Sometimes painfully, sometimes beautifully, relationships become the stage where shadow does its most transformative work. Today, we'll explore how shadow moves through relationship, how projection plays out between partners, families, and groups, and how awareness can turn conflict into a path of healing. We've already named projection. The way disowned parts of ourselves appear in others. In intimate relationship, this dynamic intensifies. The closer we are to someone, the more our shadows dance together. Think of the honeymoon phase of a romance. We project our golden shadow, our disowned brilliance, onto the other. You're perfect. You complete me. And later, as daily life unfolds, the darker projections surface. You're selfish. You never listen. You're just like my father. Neither is fully true. Both reveal shadow. The idealization shows us our hidden light. The irritation shows us our disowned wounds. Carl Jung said it bluntly, "The meeting of two personalities is like the contact of two chemical substances. If there's any reaction, both are transformed. Relationship is alchemical fire, and shadow is the fuel." I remember a time in one of my closest relationships when conflict kept circling around the same issue. I was convinced the problem was the other person, their stubbornness, their unwillingness to listen, their flaws. But when I finally paused and asked, "What in me is being mirrored here?" I saw it. Their stubbornness reflected my own. Their unwillingness to listen mirrored the part of me that didn't want to hear inconvenient truths. It was humbling, and it shifted everything. The moment I owned my projection, the conflict softened, the charge dissolved. We could actually meet. This is the gift of relational shadow. At times it hurts, yes, but it also heals. So take a breath. Think of someone who triggers you most in your life right now. What qualities in them feel unbearable? Can you imagine how those same qualities might live in you, perhaps unacknowledged? Families carry their own shadows. Some families silence anger. Others deny vulnerability. Some elevate achievement above all. Others bury desire or creativity. These denied qualities don't vanish. They show up in the identified patient, the child who acts out the family shadow, carrying what no one else will face. Or they return across generations, the granddaughter who feels called to art when her grandmother buried her own. This is shadow as inheritance, almost karmic in nature. What is unlived in one generation waits for expression in the next. Jung called this the unlived life of the parents, which children often unconsciously carry. To break the cycle requires courage, to name the family shadow, to grieve what was denied, and to live what was hidden. I worked once with a man who could never rest. He was always working, striving, proving. He came to me exhausted. When we explored his story, he realized his father had been shamed for laziness, for not providing enough. The family shadow was, rest is weakness, productivity is survival. So my client lived out the opposite, compulsive overwork. He was carrying not only his own shadow, but his father's unlived fear. When he finally allowed himself to rest, small moments at first, the healing wasn't just his, it was ancestral. He was breaking a karmic chain. This is how relational shadow across generations, what is denied does not disappear. It waits until someone is willing to bring it back into the light. Take another breath. Notice how your body feels when you imagine carrying your family shadow. Do your shoulders tense? Does your chest tighten? Do you feel weight in your stomach? Now imagine gently handing that burden back, not as rejection, but as acknowledgement. This is not mine to carry alone. Breathe into the space that opens. Notice what new energy or gift might want to rise in its place. Beyond families, whole cultures carry shadow. Societies that glorify rationality repress imagination until artists and mystics break through. Cultures that idolize strength repress vulnerability until illness and breakdowns force a reckoning. Nations that deny their history of violence project evil onto others, scapegoating outsiders instead of facing their own wounds. We see this in systemic racism, in political polarization, in scapegoating of immigrants, in the silencing of grief over ecological loss. Collective shadow erupts as war, as injustice, and as denial. And just like in the personal psyche, what is repressed collectively returns, often with destructive force, until it's faced. Jung warned that collective shadow is especially dangerous because it feels justified. When an entire group projects its denied qualities onto another group, the results can be catastrophic. Prejudice, persecution, even genocide are born from collective projection. He also believed that healing begins with the individual. Each person who integrates their own shadow helps reduce the burden of the collective unconscious. Shadow work is not only personal liberation, it's service to the world. Relationship is the mirror. Shadow is what appears in it. But relationship is also the flame. It burns away illusions. It demands authenticity. It refines us, just as gold is refined in fire. Every time shadow arises between you and another, in conflict, in projection, in intimacy, it's an invitation, not just to judge the other, but to turn toward yourself, to see what has been hidden, to reclaim what has been denied. So try this. Each time you feel intense irritation or admiration towards someone close, write it down. And then ask, what quality in them might be a mirror of me? And explore, how can I own a healthy expression of this in myself? Or you could try conflict mapping. Choose a recurring conflict. Map it in three columns. What I projected, what they projected, what truth lies underneath. And look for the patterns in this. What shadow is asking to be seen? Or you could reflect, what qualities were forbidden in my family of origin? How have I overcompensated or carried that denial? What would it mean to break the pattern now? So take a pause. Think now of one relationship that feels most challenging. What if the very tension you feel is the shadow asking to be seen? What might integration here look like? Consider how societies often idealize heroes who embody what the culture denies. In times when vulnerability is repressed, poets become prophets. In times when joy is silenced, musicians spark revolutions. In times when imagination is dismissed, visionaries point to new futures. These figures carry the collective golden shadow. They remind us of what we've forgotten. Perhaps part of your work, too, is to embody not only your personal shadow, but some aspect of the collective's hidden gift. There's an old Sufi story of two mirrors. One was polished, one was covered in dust. People looked in the polished mirror and saw themselves clearly. They looked into the dusty mirror and blamed it for being dim. But the dusty mirror was not broken. It only needed to be cleaned. Once the dust was wiped away, it too reflected truth. Relationships are like mirrors. When they feel distorted, when the reflection seems unbearable, it may not mean the mirror is wrong. It may mean the dust of shadow is asking to be cleared. So as we move into the guided meditation for this episode, I invite you to hold one relationship in mind and ask, what projections are alive here? What qualities am I being asked to reclaim? What truth is this relationship inviting me into? Shadow in a relationship is never easy, but it's always fertile. It offers the possibility of intimacy, authenticity, and healing for you, for the other, and even for the larger whole. And when in doubt, remember to breathe, listen, and trust. So let us begin. I'll meet you in the guided meditation.